أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Greetings of peace. The best of greetings. The greetings by all the messengers of God. The greetings of Jannah. And we're greeting you with those greetings here today. Forgive me for being a little bit late, but alhamdulillah that I'm here with you today. In alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nastainuhu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. May yahdihillahu falamudillala wa may yudlil falahadiyala. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Indeed, all praise is for the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg for His forgiveness. That's amazing, the blessing of being able to praise the all praiseworthy. I mean, people, they praise human beings when they hit a jump shot, when he scores a touchdown, maybe writes a nice speech, the guy wins a match, they put him on his shoulders, give him the praise. But when we're praising Allah, this is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Do you get it? Do we get it? Do we understand? This is the one who created the birds and the bees, the seven seas, the galaxies. The one who says, kun fayakun, be and it is. Isn't he worthy of all praise? So I get excited praising Allah. And Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, out of His love and mercy, He sent messengers and prophets to guide humanity. And that came to us through the dawah. That's that invitation, the call to share. Because if we care, then we're going to share. And that's what all the messengers of God did. They called the people out of darkness into light. They came to revive the hearts, to wake up the hearts of the people. Because people are indulging in one thing or another. And usually, they're indulging in the wrong things. So the simple call through this dawah was that call of pure monotheism. Some of the messengers we know, Noah, called his people to Islam, submission to the creator, not the creation. Moses, Abraham, Jesus, Solomon, and Muhammad being the last and final messenger sent to mankind. Now we see that through this tradition, when we read the verbatim word of God, the Quran, we see the constant theme over and over is this call. They were sharing. Because they took up this mission given by the Creator. And now, as they called humanity, they didn't come to win a popularity contest. They called these people away from idol worship, away from creation worship. And as they went on, they overtook hardships and obstacles that came in their path, but they overcame. And today we need to continue the legacy. Because now, if we don't share, do we really care? And the last and final messenger of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, one doesn't truly believe until he loves for humanity. He loves for the people what he loves for himself. So do we love the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who said in another authentic hadith, he said that one doesn't become a true believer until I am more beloved to him than his mother, his children, and all of mankind. So how do we love Prophet Muhammad? Peace and blessings be upon him. By following his sunnah. Not just getting emotional when someone maybe draws a cartoon, doing things opposite to the deen, going in hysteria. But by following his sunnah and edifying, educating the people, creating awareness, that's through the dawah. That's through the dawah. And Allah has told us in many places in the Quran, verbatim word of God, the speech of Allah. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, to invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom. Everyone. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. And who is better in speech? There's no one better in speech except the one who invites to the worship of the one God and does good deeds himself and says, I am one of those who have submitted. I'm a Muslim. I'm like Jesus was. I'm like Moses was. I'm like Abraham was. They weren't neither Jew or Christian, but they were ones who submitted themselves entirely to the one God. They were Muslims, and they did the dawah. So over and over, we see the theme in the Quran is this dawah, inviting people to good. And the ultimate goodness is this relationship with the Creator. Allah says in the Quran, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr." إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Indeed, all mankind is in loss, bankrupt. But don't fall into despair, because Allah gives the good news here. Except those who believe. Believe in what? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Believe in money as your God. Believe is the Son that's your God, the creation's your God? No, they believe in pure monotheism, the religion, the way of all the prophets and messengers. And they do good deeds. They back it up because talk is cheap. You need to back up that belief with good, righteous actions. And those who invite, encourage one another to the truth and patience. And again, what's the ultimate truth? It's that call to worship none other but the Creator of the heavens and the earth and to do good deeds. We see so many examples from the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, of his grieving and his deep conviction and love for the people. And Allah in the Quran, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Qaf, he consoles him saying, will you kill yourself out of worry and grief that many of them are not accepting the call? So we see that constantly, day in and day out, he was calling people to that which will pull people out of depression, anxiety, despair. We live in a society where self-indulgence, this iPhone, iPad, iTouch, this, that, this extreme self-individualism where people are just unhappy. Families are broke, society is broke, and people's hearts are yearning for something. Alcohol, drugs, sex, and rock and roll, this is not feeling it. It's not doing it. People want Prozac, antidepressants, and we have the antidote. We have it. Yes. Islam gives life to the heart. And now imagine people who are thirsty and you have the water. And now you pass these people up and you don't share. And they're thirsty. And then someone else comes and fills them up with alcohol, intoxicates their minds with hate rhetoric. Comparing that to the Islamophobes and these racist bigots who now just are fueling people with hate and false fear because they're not getting the correct information. And they've done a poll, I don't know how it is here, but in 2014, 2010, there was a poll that showed that 27% of Americans, I don't know about Canadians, had an unfavorable image of Islam. Now that went down 5% from 32% back, this is 2014, 27%. In 2010, it was at 32%, and it keeps declining. Why? Are we taking up the call? What happens when you're running with the baton, with the light, and it's passed to you and you don't continue on? As we see in history, how would we have been given this message if the dawah didn't continue? going at a time when the Muslims, those worshippers of the Creator, the Muslims, they were a merely 300 from the Battle of Badr, and then the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, 1400, and then the conquest of Mecca, 10,000 strong. They came in with no bloodshed, spreading the peace, spreading the food, and then the farewell sermon, 120, 30, 40,000 strong. From how did it reach that much? From 1,400 to 10,000? Now the peace was established, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and now the Muslims can go out and they can interact. They took up the call. What if they just sat back, being entertained, not taking the message seriously? Would we have gotten it here today? And then it continued to grow, 100,000 plus strong. And then what did the Prophet, peace be upon him, say? Those that are here, go and convey to those that are not here. And now we have it. So as people are filling their bellies and their pockets with money, the hearts are empty. The hearts are empty, and we have an obligation. Now, another ayah in the Quran, where the Creator of the heavens and earth, he gives a warning in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 159. As to those who conceal the guidance and the clear proofs, after Allah has made it clear in the Quran, those bring upon, and this is a little scary, but we have to speak the truth sometimes, because we see, again, Allah, as all the messengers, they brought the good news, the glad tidings of Jannah, and the warning for those who follow their lust desires, sorry about that, and do not heed the call. But it's a warning for us too, that the curse upon those who conceal this guidance after Allah has made it clear. The Prophet, peace be upon him, reiterates this, saying that you will enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, or otherwise Allah will send a calamity upon you, and you will make supplication to Allah and He won't answer it. Allah loves you. Allah wants the best for you. And this is something that now, if you have a friend who has a migraine and all along you had the Advil in your pocket and you didn't share, we gave the example of the water, or now you have the cure for cancer and you don't get out there and give the people the antidote. It's not our job to convert anybody, but it's to share. And if you care, you share. As the Prophet, peace be upon him, had said, again, until you love for the people what you love for yourself, how can your deen be complete? How can we sit back and enjoy all the basketball and the football, playing the Xbox, getting this, getting that, but now we've abandoned this number one mission that's a part of our purpose? So those were just a few of the ayahs and the examples from the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And we say that we love him, but when we love him, again, we follow his way. And that's the way to Jannah. And he had said in authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, he says, those who love me, love my sunnah. And those who love my sunnah will be with me in Jannah. Do we want to be with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in Jannah? So his sunnah was the dawah. His sunnah was conveying this message. Something to think about. Because we don't want to just come here and then we hear all the speakers, all the scholars, and all of the encouragement, and then we walk out and we forget. Everyone to their capability, and that's the beautiful thing. Allah is not going to ask us about the results. Right now is the planting ground of goodness. Good seeds are going to have good fruits. And those best seeds are the seeds of the deen. Allah will make it grow in the heart. But it's on us now to plant those seeds. And then in Jannah, in the next life, that's when we see them grow. So when you see the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown into the fire, why was he thrown into the fire? Why? Because he was trying to win a popularity contest? No, because he went against the odds. He called people away from what they were doing of shirk, of associating partners with the Creator. And he called them to the pure monotheism. They didn't like it. It was bad for business. So they threw him into the fire. Now the example here is the frog. We know that the frog, look, there's so many animal rights in Islam. But I'm just speaking on this tiny example about the frog. You know, a little frog, it's forbidden to kill the frog in Islam. Why? Because the frog, what can he do when you have a fire that's 5-6 stories high? And the little frog is taking some water and spitting it in the fire. Subhanallah. He's putting in some effort to his capability. And Allah honored him for that. Subhanallah. But what about us? What about the effort that we're making to go ahead and talk with our colleagues, talk with our co-workers? What effort are we making? And all of this, we know that when Mu'ad ibn Jabal, when he was sent, and this is one of the Sahaba that the Prophet, peace be upon him, he loved him. He said, Mu'ad, I love you. Can you imagine if the Messenger, peace be upon him, he loves you and he does? And by following his sunnah, as he said, the one who loves me follows my sunnah. And the one who loves me will be with me in Jannah. So how do you love him? By following the sunnah. So he's telling Mu'ad, he sent him to the people of Yemen. He said, let the first thing be that you call to is La ilaha illallah. That there's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator of the heavens and earth. And Muhammad is the last and final messenger. And this was automatically include, not exclude, all the preceding messengers. Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all those that came before him with the same message of Islam. And then at the end, right before he was leaving, he said, I heard the Prophet give me this advice, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that perfect the good manners with the people, in the dealings with the people. So along with the information, we are ambassadors to this deen. By representing it in the way that it's supposed to be represented, with the good akhlaq. So now we have this base. So we have the formula for success. Because this can also be a hindrance. When we don't do the simple things. Thank you, you're welcome, you're being foul, you are expressing yourself in a vulgar way. This can also be a deterrent from the da'wah. So this is another thing I wanted to touch upon. Now, I want to go into, before I conclude, is the ABCs of da'wah. So we talked a little bit about the obligation from the Quran and the Sunnah. And now, how simple it is. And I give you an example from Abu Dharr. This is another companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Because some people are like, oh my God, how can I do this? It's so difficult. I need a big beard. I need to be a big sheikh. Go study for 4 or 5 years. No, it's very simple. But you have to know what you're speaking about from the little that you know. So Abu Dharr, he came, he heard the call. He came to see the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he spent maybe 10 minutes with him, maybe a little more, maybe a little bit less. Salat wasn't revealed at this time. Zakat wasn't revealed. But he had been educated on the simplicity of this call, of the pure monotheism, of only worshiping the one who created you, Allah, and ascribing no partners with him, and being good to the family, being good to the people. He left 15 some odd years later, he came back. Now remember, how much time did they spend? Most of you here know more than he knew. And he came back with his whole tribe. And they had all, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, had told him to go off. He wanted to follow him at that time, but he sent him off and said, come back when the message is established. He came back when it was in Medina. He said, do you remember me? He said, yes. And he brought his whole tribe, and they all had accepted La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, all of them. Takbir! We gotta wake you guys up. Takbir! Subhanallah. But how about us? I said ABCs. It's easy as ABCD. Everybody knows ABCD. So A, let me leave you something with something tangible, practical. A, we have to attract. So we talked also about the good akhlaq. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I have not been sent except to perfect good manners, good character. So we need to attract people in different ways. And one of those beautiful ways is through the akhlaq, khusnul khuluq, having the good manners and etiquettes that Islam promotes. And then other unique ways. You're on the airplane, you pick up, or you're at work, and you open the Quran, and people get fascinated. I'm just giving you one example. You can come up with other ways. And now people get attracted. They see the Quran, the calligraphy. What's that? Mo? Muhammad? Oh, you didn't change it yet. Okay, Muhammad, what's that? He said, oh, this is the Quran. And then the conversation strikes up. And there's been known situations where from here, someone had made a request, they wanted the Quran, and subhanAllah, they end up reading it, their heart opens, Allah guides them, they accept Islam. B, build the bridges. We need to get involved in different community activities. Seeing some brothers now get together, cleaning the streets, and people see there's a rapport now established. They see that these Muslims are not talking about hurting anybody, terrorizing, blowing things up themselves. All of this stuff is false rhetoric. Has nothing to do with Islam. C, focus on some commonalities. And a beautiful one is this love and reverence that we have, because many people think that these people are the Antichrist. But no, when we say no, we love Jesus. And we can go to the hellfire if we don't believe that he was one of the mightiest messengers sent by God. But we don't worship him. We worship the one that he worshiped and his blessed mother. We love her too. You see, the commonalities, people, they don't know this. This is another example. That's A, B, and C. And then D, deliver the message. Deliver the message. Again, oh my God, how can I do that? I just explained how simple it is. And let's go again. We said the A, B, C, attract, build the bridges, commonalities, and deliver. Again, leaving you with something tangible that inshallah it will stick. Oh, my God. Oh, the oneness. We want to concentrate. You don't start to jump into things that now have their place. And you talk about halal meat. You talk about the jinn. You talk about this, that, and everything else. You want to talk about the most important thing is the oneness, the pure monotheism. Kul huwallahu ahad. Say he is God, Allah, the one and only, the absolute, the eternal. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And there is nothing comparable to God. Talk about the attributes of the Creator, that he's without beginning, without end. He's truly self-sufficient. He doesn't need food or drink, water. He doesn't rest on the seventh day. He doesn't get weary or tired. He's not ignorant of anything. This is powerful stuff. So stick to this. Oh, M, the messengers. For God so loved the world that he sent prophets and messengers to guide humanity. Yes. And then G, the guidance. Because of his love, he sent it. And we have it today in the book that's tamper-free, tamper-proof, unchanged, uncorruptible. It's a living miracle. The Quran. And the example of the last and final messenger of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. These are some simple steps. Dawah is fun, dawah is easy. Not only does it help the people, it helps you to develop a relationship with Allah, a better relationship. It urges you, because you don't want to be out there ignorant. So the more you I've interviewed so many people, subhanAllah, that come from other walks and ways of life. And what we see, a common thing is, the more they started to study the religion that they were upon from their upbringing, the more it turned them away. But the more we see that you study Islam sincerely, because it's based on evidence and proof, because it's from Allah the Creator, the more your heart continues to open and it grows, you develop this certainty and you grow in iman and you want to give more, you want to share more, you just can't help it. And that's where the dawah comes in. And at the end, you talk about this, and then you deliver the message. And at the end, you know that it's not upon you to guide the people. We talked about those seeds being planted. And now it's on the Creator, Allah. When you put the tomato seed in the ground, who makes it grow? The vegetables, the fruits, who makes it grow? You don't make it grow. Just put a seed in the ground. Allah makes it grow. Allah opens the hearts. But you did your job. Just like that frog, he did his little part. That's what you'll be questioned about. The effort that you put in, that we put in. So let this not be something that goes in one ear and out the other. Let us make a change. Let us make a difference. Starting today, that we go out, we have so many different programs that we've done at thedeanshow.com that you can go ahead and share in your emails, thedeanshow.com. You can visit us there, subscribe to us, support us on our Facebook, on our Twitter right now. If you have these phones, Android, go ahead right now, like us on the Facebook. We have a Facebook page. And share this. Get out there. Communicate this message. And as we said, as I opened up earlier, and I'll close with that, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaykum, greetings of peace. I'm the host of The Dean Show, the first and one of the only Islamic TV talk shows in America, going on 500 episodes strong, alhamdulillah. And there are a lot of people spreading misinformation about Islam. A lot of Islamophobia is growing. And they're able to, in a matter of several years, raise almost $100 million. For what? For a good purpose? No. For a noble cause? No. For distorting the truth. For calling people away from peace. You know, Islam calls people to peace. To have peace with their Creator, peace with themselves, and peace with humanity. So creating this fear and anxiety in people, having people look at Islam as the other, having people look at Islam as the boogeyman that's coming to get you. But when people turn into the Dean Show, they see this is absolutely not what we've been seeing. We have more of a chance of dying from secondhand smoke. We have more of a chance getting bitten by a dog and dying, or getting killed by our own furniture. That's right. So people, we need to get the facts out. And alhamdulillah, we've been successful at changing the perception that a lot of people have. And many people have accepted this way of life. And the work continues, alhamdulillah. So do your part and contribute. You know, there are multi-billionaires out there with money just overflowing from the bank accounts. If not multi-billionaires, you also have multi-millionaires. With one check, with one click of a button, they can finish this campaign. And it always helps when the people who are doing the dawah, they can have a clear and focused mindset. They don't have to worry about these secondary issues. They can just focus on what they're doing, and you have people out there who are sponsoring. Say, you know what? I got your back. Whatever it takes to keep this going is done, finished. These are the people that need to step forward. And if it's not contributing towards the Dean Show, find an organization that is out there promoting this peace, promoting an understanding, edifying, educating the people about this deen, the fastest growing way of life in the world. That's right. And support that cause. So you have a great opportunity here to contribute and support the Dean Show or any other organization that you feel comfortable with. But do something. Do your part. Get out there and share. Because if we really care, we're going to go ahead and share. And this is my message to you. Contribute if you haven't already. Help us to continue the work. And inshallah, God willing, we can move forward all together and get the wonderful rewards that the Creator has promised for those who contribute towards the dawah. We'll see you next time, inshallah. Eid Mubarak.